So Tosfos is talking about, well, we're going to see the Ravid in Tosfos. We don't have enough time for all the Shitas. There's Rabbeinu Peres, there's Tamidi HaRashba. I want to make this as simple as I can. So you're going to see how all of our work over the last 2 weeks is going to pay off in this sugya. And I want you at the end of the shiur to just imagine, hopefully we'll have a successful shiur, Be'ezus Hashem, just imagine learning this sugya without all this information that's in our heads. And you'll see it's like a different sugya. Like you can't make heads or tails of the sugya, and all of a sudden now things start to come forward. The other issue in the sugya is, of course, there's a lot of structure and setup, so I want to train you again, before you jump into the Rishonim, or after you jump into the Rishonim, like to build the structure that every Rishon has to fit into, and then you see where the Rishonim fit in. Okay, so let's start. Let's see how the Gemara presents itself, then we'll build the structure, then we'll see the Ravid, which is a simple shot, then we'll see Telsos, then Peinutam, and Mirth Hashem will unshare in a timely fashion. Okay, what do we have? How do we get to where we're... Where does Shane come up on Daf Chav Kim? All of a sudden we left Shane... Like Gemara. Okay, I got to get my Gemara. Okay. You know what? I want you guys up here, but I'll be right back. Let's pause for a second. I'm a little bit different places today. And then the Gemara pursues it. Okay, it's not the Mishnah that proves anything, it's the Gemara. So Gemara in Chav Gimel begins, Da'ach Lahecha, after it gets through the question of whether the fire was guarded or wasn't guarded, the caliph was guarded, Da'ach Lahecha, where did the consumption take place? Where it says, we know that's pater because it's stay shlishes stay achar. The consumption of this cake took place in the Rishus HaNizik in a classic way. At which point the Gemara says, aha, something about your conclusion can prove an old question we have hovering in the background. There's an old question called Pipara, Kechatzer HaMazik or Chatzer Nizik. The consequences of that question, Pipara, Kechatzer HaNizik, Kechatzer HaMazik, is going to be the sweep of Shane. If we hold Pipara, Kechatzer HaNizik, there'll be a broader sweep of Shane. If we hold Pipara, Kechatzer HaMazik, there'll be a more narrow sweep of Shane that's Chayiv. So we have this question hovering in the background. Something you just said convinces us that Pipara, Kechatzer HaNizik, about that old question we had. Then the Gemara cites some of the background. There were other brisos that we wanted to bring raya for about Pipara that we couldn't really bring a raya for. Those are the two brisos where I sick an animal on you or I put a snake's fangs on your body. And there we also have to decide Pipara, Kechatzer HaNizik. That's the flow of the Gemara. The Mishnah is innocent. There's nothing in the Mishnah that tips its hand. But from the Gemara's insistence that the consumption takes place in the chutz of the Baal HaCharara, somehow, here's the non sequitur, somehow that insistence, which we thought was pretty innocent, right? We know it has to take place in Rosh HaSeachet. No one's eyebrows were raised when we had this adjustment in the Gemara. This is a normal classic case of Shein, Baal HaCharara. Somehow, Pipar, Kechatzer HaNizik, Kechatzer HaMazik Dami. Now, the simple way to read, which is what we're not going to focus on today, is that pi parak is not a question of the sweep of shein, but whether shein through eating even exists. If you hold pi parak achatzer amazik, then shein with eating doesn't exist, as the Gemara seems to say, and the only case of shein that's chayiv is non-eating, because when the animal eats it, it's in the chatzer amazik, and it's not steyachar, and the only sheins are scraping against walls and urinating, and that was what tipped the Gemara. Shein's chayiv for eating. Pipar must be Kechatzer HaNizik, and Shane includes not just rubbing, urinating, and scratching, but also eating. We can prove this from the Mishnah. There are a lot of problems with that. Even though the Gemara seems to flirt with that idea, it sounds like an exaggeration, as the Ravid says. Second of all, we have all these cases of Shane and Shas. Third of all, what makes this Gemara so compelling? Oh my goodness, something you said convinces us that you can have consumption based Shane that's Chayiv. What do you mean? It's all over the place. It's in the Daf Yotes. The Mishnah talked about it already. Ketzer HaShane, where does Lechol? What makes this mission and the Gemara's comments so like astonishing? Oh, you see, most Rishonim, okay, and this is the path we're going to follow today. I don't want to take too much time in the sugya. This is like a three-shear sugya. I'm trying to condense it into one because we've had enough of shame, okay? We've had enough of shame, which is a rabbin. The simple approach to the sugya is that the Gemara was not questioning the entire sweep of shame, it was questioning a particular element of Shane's chiyav and why it's pater chayiv and shus harabim shus yachid, and that particular question that the Gemara was facing was addressed by this particular case, and that particular case convinced us that pipar is kechatzer nizik. That's the way the Ravid learns, the Rashba learns, Talmud learns, where everyone learns except for Rashi doesn't say anything. So the fact that Rashi doesn't say anything, people want to throw on Rashi's back. He probably read the Gemara without any adjustments. I don't know. He don't say anything. He can't prove and infer from something someone doesn't say, but he doesn't adjust the Gemara. So let's build our model And then we'll see how the Ravid fits into this structural model, and how Tosfos fits into the structural model, and what they actually say, and how they change our definition of shame. Okay? The model is as follows. Okay? There is a pre-stage before we prove what Pi-Para is, and then, of course, in the end, we prove that Pi-Para is Kechatzer HaNizik. But before we knew that, we need the following map. And everyone has to build this map. There's going to be cases of shame through Achila that are definitely Chayiv. That's for sure. Too many Mishnayos, too many Gemaras. That isn't impacted by what we're going to say about Pi-Para. There's going to be a question called Pi-Para. And just for today, let's assume that Pi-Para is how we treat the animal's mouth. I think there are other ways to read the question, more categorical questions, but let's assume that Chazal had a question, how we treat the mouth of an animal, and there's just an isn't. Let's say for the meantime. Pi-Para, if we're going to say it's kechatzer hanizik, I'm just writing it in color, if it's kechatzer hanizik, so then basically shein will include, even in this case, it will be chayev. However, if we're going to rule pi-para kechatzer hamazik, then we're going to limit shein's chayev, in this case will be pater. There's some case that is different from the normal shein, which you're chayev. There's some unique case in which pi-para and the status of pi-para is going to be decisive. If we're going to rule that the para's mouth is reshus anizik, then even that case will be chayev, and shein will be overarching chayev. There'll be no case of tor in reshus ayachin, obviously. Whereas if we're going to rule pi-para kechatzer hamazik, there is some X case that we want to know that's going to be impacted by pi-para. A to, what's before X, T, U, V, W, A to W, all these cases of Shein Achila are going to be Chayef. But case X, there it's going to depend on Pi-Para, that scenario. And if we hold Pi-Para's Chatzah Mazik, we'll Pater in case X. And we'll see Pi-Para's Chatzah Nizik in case X will be Machayef. Otherwise, this is the setup that we don't know. Before we get to a conclusion, before we get to our Gemara, this was the question. What is Pi-Para? And that definition will affect case X. It won't affect cases A to W. Those will be chayev. But this is specific. I'm obviously tilting it. Not only A to W. But all the normal cases of shein will be chayev. There's going to be an X case in which we have to make that decision. But in the A to W cases, I could care less about pi-para. You'll always be chayev. Because there's too many cases in the Gemara that say shein chayev without bringing in pi-para. Pi-para is only brought in on Chav Gimel about our case. Now, what shifts us from this potential theoretical world to the maskana that pi-para is kechatzer hanizik and everything is chayev is the Gemara on Chav Gimel. Something about Chav Gimel moves us from here till here. And once I move from here to here, I know that not just is A to W chayev, but A to X is chayev, all the cases, namely A to W plus X is chayev, because pi-para is now kechatzer hanizik, and I don't have to worry anymore, and everything will be chayev, and there's no case of shein be'achila that will be pater and reshus anizik. Because something about Chav Gimel shows me that pi-para is kechatzer anizik, and even in case X, I'll be chayev. A to W are unaffected by this Gemara. That's why when the Gemara quoted all these other cases of shein, the Gemara never evoked or invoked pi-para with kechatzer anizik, kechatzer mazik. There's some case, which is a unique case, which I would have to decide about the status of the pi-para. And something about this Gemara tipped me off that about that case. There's some unique interaction between our Gemara and that famous case X that is affected by pi-para. Okay, guys, that's the structure. If you don't learn like Rashi, like people thought Rashi learned, you're going to have to work out your Svara based on this structure. And we'll see how the Ravid fits into the structure and what his conclusion about Shein is. And we'll see how Tosfos fits into the structure and what his conclusion about Shein is. Okay, so we're going to tackle the two mainstream positions. The Ravid here is the simplest, most normal, less mechadesh. There are chidushim in the Ravid, but if you ask me to vote which Shitas Rishonim makes the most sense in this model, it's the Ravid. That's why we're going to start with the Ravid, then we'll move over to Tosfos because you'll see the problem in Tosfos. Okay, so what does the Ravid say? What are cases A to W that are unaffected by Pi-Para? Whenever there is, can anyone fill in the line? Whenever there is a normal fill in the space, then you're not affected by pi-para being chatzer nizik or chatzer mazik. What's the word missing? Whenever there's a normal? Lekicha. Whenever the animal goes into a classic reshus hanizik and takes the fruit and eats it, obviously eats it there, there's no issue of pi-para because you have a classic full-scale lekicha of ochel from Rishus HaNizik. We don't care whether the subsequent achila was executed in a mouth that is a bubble of Rishus HaMazik and Rishus HaNizik, or is considered Rishus HaNizik, you're chayiv for the lekicha. Case X is, therefore, adir, as opposed to case A to W, we don't care about the status of B para. Case X is what? T to W. What's case X?
No lekicha.
What's a good case of no lekicha? In the Raivin. Right, well, if food was taken from some third rishus. When the animal went into the rishus of Levi, took Shimon's food that was there, there was no lekicha of the ochel that eventually was damaged from the rishus HaNizik, and then the animal brought Shimon's food from Levi's rishus to Shimon's rishus and ate there. So we've neutralized the lekicha. There is no lekicha from rishus HaYachid HaMechayeves. That's A to W. This is case X, where there's no lekicha from rishus HaYachid, rishus HaNizik. There we have to pin the chiyav on the achila. Now we want to know, did the achila take place in the territory of Rishus HaNizik, which is where the animal's standing? Or do we view the animal's mouth as a embedded Rishus HaMazik in the Rishus HaNizik, and therefore he'd be pater? So the normal cases are unaffected. All the cases we've had until now in Shas are not going to be affected by the question of Pipar. Because in all those cases, the animal went in and took the food from Rishus HaNizik. Our question of Pipara is when there's no lekicha from Rishus HaNizik. And therefore, the Gemara is hunting for one case in Shas where there's no lekicha zochel from Rishus HaNizik. Can anyone tell me that one case in Shas where there's no lekicha zochel from Rishus HaNizik? Well, our case. The Ravid's Ukimta. This is the one weak part of the Ravid, which Tosfos is going to disagree. The Ravid's Ukimta is that in our Mishnah, the dog took the food from another Rishus. We don't have that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't discuss where the food was located, nor does it discuss where it's taken from. Here, the whole focus of the Mishnah is where was it eaten. In order for the Ravid to create a special intimate relationship between our case and our Gemara and Pipara, he has to assume that our case is a non-Lekicha case. That's the Ukimta he has to swallow. And that's what makes it case X as opposed to case A to W. Case A to W is a classic Lekicha from Rishus HaYachid. You know your Chayiv, without getting into Pipara. Our Mishnah was a case where there was no lekicha from the Rishus HaNizik. Now listen carefully, because this is going to be different in the Ravid and different in Tosfos. And still, the Gemara says you're chayav. There's no lekicha, and still, even without a lekicha from Rishus HaNizik, and still you're chayav solely based on the achila. How do you chayav on the achila if you hope people are kachatzar mazik? Evidently, we hope people are kachatzar mazik. That's the flow of the sugya according to the Ravid. Okay, I'll say it again. You should have an answer to your question, then we'll start getting down to dissecting the Ravid. We all know that when there's a classic lekicha from Rishus HaYachid, you're chayiv regardless of how you consider the animal's mouth. You're chayiv. Those are all the cases A through W. The whole Gemara's question at Pipara on the top of that table is when there's no lekicha. So our case, the Ravid, I'll fill in the blanks, is going to be the Ravid's way of learning, and then we'll get to Tosfos. A to W, that you're definitely chayev, is lekicha. That's for sure. Case X is no lekicha from Rishus HaNizik. Namely, there's lekicha merishus acher. The food is in Rishus acher. So would you be chayev without a lekicha? That depends on pipar. If it's kachatzar mazik, well, the achila took place in kachatzar mazik. If it's no lekicha, the achila isn't a machayev. If the pipar is kachatzar nizik, then you'd be chayev for the achila. We don't know. That's our question. So the Gemara is actually providing our exact case. This is a direct raya. Again, the Ravid has to accept an ukimta to make our Mishnah's case exactly the Pipara question. You'll see in Tosfos it's not that way. But in the Ravid it is. It's exactly our question. Because in the Mishnah, on Daf Chav Gimel, it's lekicha, literally mirshus acheres. Namely, no lekicha, but yes achila. And still, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, you're chayiv. So if you're chayiv, evidently, achila alone without lekicha is mechayiv you, which forces us to say, pipara kechatzar nizik, because if achila alone is mechayiv, you have to treat the animal's mouth as a chatzar nizik. This is how the Ravid views this setup. We had cases A to W, for sure we're chayiv. X, we weren't sure with that lekicha. Is achila enough to be mechayiv you? The answer is yes. Oh, if achila is enough to be mechayiv you, implicit in that is that the animal's mouth is chatzar nizik, and we now can prove this big, broad question about pipara, chatzar nizik, oh no. Yishai. No, because the shmirah, if I have fire in my rishus, the fire belongs to Levi, or it's in my rishus, I have to watch it from the caliph.
Even though it's not yours?
Yeah, I have to watch the fire from a caliph. Or, yes?
So the Gemara doesn't make all the same kintas on the whole
proof
of the Gemara?
In those cases, there's also no lekicha. We'll see what the rabbi says a little bit later, because we'll have to get down to the nuts and bolts, right? But correct, you're looking at the next pieces on the chessboard. What are the other rabbis the Gemara brings to bear about pipar? Correct, yes, Avi. Okay, that's Rashi. Let's. Okay, but we don't have much in Rashi. Trust me, there's enough to focus on today on the Ravid and Tosfos. Let's just stick to Ravid and Tosfos because it's going to be impossible to know what Rashi says. Okay, it will take three jumps from what you said to try to prove what Rashi says about the Sugya. So let's just try to stick. Just Avi, in terms of intellectual rigor, just try to work outwards, not inwards. Like start at the core, build the core, and then say, oh, now that I have the core, what could Rashi say based on some throwaway line? It's hard to prove from. Okay? Now, so what's the conclusion according to the Ravid? This is key. In the end, how many ways can I be chayiv for Shane? Two. What are the two tracks to be chayiv for Shane? Either I have Kicha Meshusiyach, the case is A to W, all the other cases in Shas, in which case I don't care about the Achila, and therefore those cases could improve Pipar, Chas, and Matzachas, and Nizachas. I'm not being Mechayev for the Achila, I'm just Mechayev for the Lekicha. And what's the other track to be Mechayev?
Achila.
Even without Lekicha. And then, by the way, Baruch Hashem, I can prove from our Mishnah that Pipar is Chas or Nizik, so standalone Achila is considered Bechatz or Nizik, not in an enclave of Bechatz or Mazik, embedded within Bechatz or Nizik. So going to the Ravid, there are two Mechayevim for Shein. Yes, that you missed. We'll get to it later, correct? Very good. Next piece in the chess table, we'll get to the rabbit later. Okay, let's first define the rabbit, then we'll see what the rabbit says about Miskalka. But correct. We have to compare what the rabbit says here to what the rabbit says about Miskalka. Very good. Okay, so now our question is in the rabbit. Okay, now here's the lumdus in the rabbit. I'm going to erase this later, but now it's the lumdus. This is the structure of the sugya. This is the content the rabbit fills into the structure. This is the lumdus. So going to the rabbit, there are two ways to be mechayif. Lekicha mirshus hanizik, reish known as mirshus hanizik, in which case I don't really care about pipara, and therefore the Gemara never quoted pipara. And then you have achila without lekicha, namely the animal mirshus acheris, took the food from mirshus acheris, in which case you're also chayiv. You're chayiv here, and you're chayiv here. Okay? How would you explain this in the right? How would you explain it? And then we'll see how the Ravid explains it, unless you get the Ravid, because I don't think it's a simple way that I would explain it. But how would you explain it? You can either describe it, or you can just categorize it. What's the question I want to ask whenever I see, oh, you can be chayiv for lekicha or chayiv for achila? Even if you can't give me the actual content of this question, just give me the way you would structure it in your mind. When I have two options, are they really still David? Say a little different. Are there two tracks of chiv, or one track of chiv with two different manifestations or applications? Two or one? Basic lumdus, probably one of the core genes of lumdus. Whenever you see different things, are they really the same in different expressions, right? Level of integration. That's like one of the core questions. I have two se'irim on Yom Kippur. Are they really one karbon or two karbonas? I have a freshest trum and a sinus trum. Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Is it one or is it two? Is it one or is it two? It's like basic mathematics. Do you have two out of one? So what would you say, given everything we've seen until now? What would you say? What's the simplest shot that you would say if you're a brisker or learning a vegetarian? What would you say? Basically? Okay, that I wouldn't say that's harder. Okay, you'll see he says that. It may be more elegant lumdus-wise, but about just a simple pashut a brisker yid. Okay, maybe that's an oxymoron. Simple pashut brisker yid. I'd say, okay, there are two mechayivim for shein. Lekicha and achila, adir, are fundamentally different actions. It's hard to integrate them. But the Torah says there are many ways to be mechayiv for shein. After all, remember, we have that Gemara on Inchesim and Beis, that the word bistei acher could be read multiple ways. So there are two ways to be mechayiv. You could be mechayev for eating in Rosh Hashanah Nisik. That's the second track. And even if you don't eat ubir b'steacher, you just took the food from the person's house. Oh, we're big talmid chachamim. What's our modern word for taking food from someone's house even though you don't eat it? What do we call that? What is that? What's our word on the table? Invasion, attacking the field. So basically, the Torah is machayev. There are two different ways to be machayev. We call it all shame, but we really know there are different machayev in our play. Right? This is a milestone moment. That maybe the answer to our question, what's the Mechayev of Shein, is the Mechayev of Shein Nezek with exemptions such as Orchei Rishos HaRabim, Pshias HaNizek, or the Mechayev is invasion. Remember I told you yesterday that invasion idea switches the paradigm? It's not a Ptor, it's a different type of Chiyev. So maybe the two Mechayev for Shein. Can it really be true? Bada bing, bada boom, it's the Ravid. Yechayev Rilakicha, or Yechayev Rachila. That's two separate tracks. And that's the way I would process if you just threw this Ravid at me conceptually. Lekicha, A to W, invasion. I don't care where you eat, how you eat, Pipar doesn't interest me. What happens if there's no home invasion? The animal takes it from Levi's Rishos and then brings it to Shimon's Rishos, the Baal HaPeres, and eats it there. Can't get him for the home invasion attacking the field. He grabbed the food from Shimon's Levi's land. But there was a classic Maisa Nezek of Shein, Rishos HaNezek, would be a Besteyacher, and Yuchayev. So there are really two Mechayevim for Shein, two different paradigms. One is a Chiyev, with the possibility to be potter, if it's just a rabbin for whatever reason, and one is chiyuv for entering the field and attacking the field, as we saw in all those cases where the positioning of the peros is important, as we talked about. And as we talked about yesterday, where if the animal entered the field, beones, you're potter for all ensuing damages on the field. So essentially, normally, Yehuda, those two chiyuvim are wrapped up into one. A normal animal that walks into your shoes and eats your peros is doing both. You're not going to chiyuv them twice. So, but here we're cleaving the two apart. We're saying, here, what happens if I have one and not the other? And it says, you know what? Each is mechayev, each is sufficient. They're not necessary, but each is sufficient. Normal case, you've got an overlap. So we need these crazy cases to pull them apart. What happens if there's lekicha without achila? Achila without lekicha. That's what I would say. That's not what the Ravid says. What does the Ravid say? I'll give you a hint and see if you can pick it out. And in the Maskana, and we only know Adam our Maskana from this mission. Until this mission, we were clueless because all the cases were Lekicha. What made this mission so compelling is, aha, we have our case of the Achila without Lekicha, based on his Akimta in the Mishnah. The Ravid says, Lekicha is really a form of Achila. There's one Mechayev, Achila. All the cases of A to W, where you took it from the Shus HaNizek, that's Tchilas Achila. Look at me. Some way, Tchilas Achila, Rishus HaNizek. Here, where you took it from Rishus Levi, there's no Tchilas Achila, Rishus HaNizek. So all you can do is self Achila. And therefore, we have to know self Achila, Sikachatz HaNizek, Chatz HaNizek, when it's in the mouth. How can lakicha be a code word for tchilas achila? The animal isn't eating anything, it's just grabbing it in its mouth. Which is the idea of why your shot is so not simple. Maybe right, maybe not simple. Simple is achila and lakicha are different things. Lakicha, do I have to make it clear to you guys? Do I have to make it obvious? This is what happens with lakicha. Grabbing the item. Achila is the entire item in the animal's mouth. And it's chewing it. That's what makes me and most sane people think that lakicha and achila are different. The Ravid doesn't say that. The Ravid said there's one mechayev achila. Either the achila, what we call the chewing, I'll just use English words, the chewing took place in the Rishus HaNizek, our Gemara. Or even if the chewing doesn't take place in the Rishus HaNizek, the beginning of the achila takes place in Rishus HaNizek in all the cases, A to W, where we went to the Rishus HaNizek. How could grabbing food be considered achila? You're not destroying anything. Here's the chiddush, guys. Go back to Rav Tanish here. Who says that Shein is chayev for the maisa nezek of destroying the food? That only happens by the chewing and swallowing. But what does the animal start to get when it grabs it in its mouth? What? Say? I know. It tastes the food. And what starts happening at the point of hanah? Look, hanah is never mechayev. Hanah is only mechayev if it also causes some hefzer. Pow! That's the big Ravid's chiddush. Go back to that shir. Go back to the shir on Daf Gimel. Let's read it in the Ravid. And then we'll get back to Daf. The Rav Yitzchak, I wouldn't have said this. If you threw the Rav at me and said, juggle it, Mr. Brisk, I would say, perfect Brisker setup, Tzvei Dinim, two halachas. Lekicha is invasion. Achila is achila. I love it. It's not what the Rav Yitzchak says. Let's read the Rav Yitzchak together. Okay, we'll just read the one line in the Rav Yitzchak. And you'll see the words leaping out at you. Again, when you know what you're looking for, Rishonim are a pleasure. If you don't know what you're looking for, it's just chaos. You know what you're looking for. You have the terms in your mind. You've built a Brisker vocabulary. Oh, then you could try to attach the Brisker categories to the words we've shown them use because they didn't speak Brisk because they did it intuitively. Okay, so let's see the Ravid on Dav Chav Gimel. Have the Ravid, if not, just listen. He says in the end, Ki hanoteles ocheles mechatzor nizik veocheles psham. If an animal just takes it from mechatzor nizik, pshita lan de pipara kechatzor nizik. It's for sure I don't care about the pipara. Ki miyad he nehanes binatilasa. Lehana happens immediately. Umiyad hahefsid maschil b'macho. Does the item get damaged? Does the maisa hezek begin at the shas natila? No. We know what causes hezek. Chewing. And that's happening at shas achila, T1. But at T0, shas natila, the animal starts to get pleasure, starts to enjoy the taste. So the hana begins. The hefset begins because the saliva or the teeth, whatever the animal's grabbing it with. There's no chewing, there's just grabbing. Evidently, obviously, the rabbit has to say the grabbing is with the mouth. That's another akim to the rabbit has to say. What happens if an animal grabs the food with its paw? That wouldn't necessarily be for sure a chayev. There has to be some hana the animal gets. Paw grabbing would not be considered necessarily chayev, absolutely. Only mouth grabbing. Zev, that's why all the cases of the Gemara are not chewing but mouth grabbing. Shein, not ocheles, but shein, what's the lashon of the Ravid? Shein no shechas. The animal just grabs it with his teeth. And according to the Ravid, this is the flow of the Gemara. I know that netila from Rishus HaYachid is mechayiv, because that's when the hana begins and the hefsid begins, and if it's in Rishus HaYachid, an animal goes into the Rishus HaShimon, you're chayiv. What happens if the tchilas hana is not in Rishus HaNizik, but the Sof Hana is in Rishus HaNizik. I dear, can that also be Chayev? Is the Hana Chayev only the beginning of the Hana, or even the end of the Hana? The beginning of the Hana is when the animal gets the saliva impact, and the animal gets the taste and experiences its first jolt of Hana. If that happens in Rishus HaYachid, for sure you're Chayev. The only question I have is, what happens if the beginning of Hana was in Rishus HaYachid, and the end of the Hana is in Rishus HaYachid? Well, that end of Hana may not have been Yasin Rishus HaYachid. That end Hana may be in Rishus HaMazik if you hold Pipar as Yechatzur HaMazik. The beginning of the Hana, the food is not in the animal's mouth. The food is just being hanging from the animal's, grabbing it by its teeth. So this is not in the animal's mouth, it's in Rishus HaYachid, which encloses it. So the beginning of Hana, it's clear that it's in Rishus HaNizik. But the final stage of Hana, the second stage of Hana, the chewing, I said, it's completely contained in the animal's mouth. You can't even see it or hear me. So maybe when it's completely contained in the animal's mouth, that's Rishus HaMazik. If we call people as Chatzar Mazik, so the end of Hana may not be Rishus HaNizik. Aruch Hashem, our Gemara told us that since there's no Lekicha from Rishus HaNizik, there is Achila, Rishus HaNizik, the animal's mouth is not considered Rishus HaMazik, it's considered Rishus HaNizik. That's how the Ravid learns the sugya. I would have loved not to learn it that way. I have a lot of questions on the Ravid. The biggest one is, how can you make the leap from Maisa Nezik to Hana? You're radically changing Shein. If someone stops you on the street and says, bring me a raya, that the real Machayev for Shein isn't the Nezik that's driven by Hana, but is the Hana itself that causes the Hefzid. Well, you can bring all the rayas that Tani spoke about with you, and the question of Truma, Nezik, and all the things I'm sure you spoke about, but this may be the raya. The Ravid feels that Lekicha is a form of Achila, and therefore could be a standalone Machayev. How could Lekicha be a form of Achila? The animal's not chewing and damaging. The answer is you don't need damage. All you need is Hana and Hefzid. And then Hana and Hefzid begins at the point that the animal takes it into its teeth. It's an amazing, amazing moment in the history of Shein. This is the price the Ravid has to pay to make this sugya work. For whatever reason, he didn't like invasion. For whatever reason. So he had to convert Lekicha into a form of Achila. No, how are you going to convert Lekicha into a form of Achila? There's no damage to the item. I don't care about the damage. I just care about the Hefzid and Hana. And that starts at the point of Lekicha. And this is the Ravid Shita on Daf Chav Gimel Aleph. This is the simplest way to learn the sugya, trust me. It makes sense. Either my version of the Ravid or the Ravid's version of the Ravid, That's already a secondary question, but that's how the sugya unfolds. A to W was lekicha. For some reason, lekicha is a standalone chiyuv. But we're not sure whether achila could be a standalone chiyuv, because achila is going to be dependent on how we use the animal's mouth. The animal's mouth is chatzar masik, achila can't be a standalone chiyuv. So we just didn't know. There was an X case and we didn't know. Baruch Hashem, Zev, we found the case in Shas, that's exactly our X case. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, the Ravid would like to believe the Mishnah says it. The Ravid slips in Rukimta, turns the Mishnah into our case. The Mishnah, Gemara's conclusion is, you're definitely Chayev. Again, the Rai is from the Mishnah, it's not from the Gemara, it's from the Mishnah. You'll see in Tosfos the Rai is from the Gemara, that makes it difficult. The Rai is from the Mishnah, this is a case of Shane. The Kicha Mishnah Sacharis, you're Chayev. The Gemara just fills us in, but that was implicit in the Mishnah because we already knew the Mishnah is a Mishnah Sacharis. Achil alone is Machayev. Must be Pipar Chasan Nizik. Everything is Chayev. No Ptur. Simple, easy, straightforward. Get ready for Tosos. We'll take a stop on Daf Chav to see the Rebbe there for a moment. Yes, Yishai.
If
Achila
is like the main Machayev and the Kicha is a former Achila, wouldn't it be really obvious that it seems like then the Gemara's assumption is that Lakitha is Chayev, but the question of Pipar is...
Right, because there's something that threatens Achila. What threatens Achila? Even though you're right, it's a more intense form of Hana, but what threatens to unchayev it? Pipar Chatzar Nizik. The Hana of Achila is when it's completely contained in my mouth. So if you view the animal's mouth as a Chatzar Mazik, that could disqualify the Chayev.
Doesn't the fact that we have that Havamina imply that we need some sort of Lakitha, that it's more intuitive than if you had a Lakitha?
I can hear that, sir, but it's not necessary. I could say that achila is more intense, but it just happens to be hampered by the fact that it's hana in a way that the animal encloses it in what could be a rishus amasik bubble. Now, what I'm not talking about today, Yishai, which is what you're really pressing me, is like, what is this whole question of pipara? Like, what is happening with the pipara? Why would I call it chatzar masik? What would I call it? Is it a para question? Is it the anatomy of cows? Should I ask Yisrael David to make an AI-generated picture of a cow's mouth? Or is it something more conceptual about what rishus amasik does in Shane? I don't have time for that. There's just, there really are, this... Yishai, there really are three layers to the sugya. I'm just going to give you one layer because I think we've had enough. We have to move on. But this is just one. This is like the bedrock of the sugya. Tosfos and the Ravid, by taking several assumptions that we're going to have to take today just to make the sugya make sense. Okay? Okay. Yehuda correctly says, wait a second. What is the Ravid hold on Daf Chaf by Miskalga? The best for me would be to completely divorce Chaf from Chaf Gimel. And to say that on Chaf Gimel, the Ravid is probing the interaction between Lekicha and Achila, as we just said. And on Chaf, you don't like Tosfos, we're talking about rolling fruit and however Tosfos. I would love that to be true. So I'm just setting the way Lumbus works. Like, you know what would be a gift from Shemayim? If the two sugars were totally separate. And I can say, you know what? That's why categorization helps. Daf Chaf is like Tosfos. And the whole question about Miskalgil is rolling fruit, however we defined it there. Rolling fruit may be putter because it's Hefgur, let's say. And Daf Chav Gimel talks about Lekicha and Achila. You'd say, you're not so fortunate. Because you look back at Daf Chav, and the Ravid says, no. He learns basically like Rashi, that Misgalgel is where the animal took but didn't eat from Rishus HaYachin and ate from Rishus HaRabin. So to make the question, Yehuda, more concrete, can you make the question more concrete? Can you actually ask a stira? Make me the Pnei Oshio, ask a stira. Okay, say it even more structurally. The conclusion of Chaf Gimel sounds like, according to the Ravid, either or is enough. So why does the Gemara even have a question that's unanswered on Daf Chav? If that question is totally unrelated, Baruch Hashem, but it seems like it's the same question. On Chaf Gimel, it's being resolved. On Daf Chav, this question of Lekicha without Achila or Achila without Lekicha is an open question. Now, and I don't want to say that Chaf Gimel is updating Chaf. It doesn't sound that way, because there's no conversation between them. So I have to make Chaf a more specific question within the Lekicha and Achila. Chaf Gimel is going to be general. A real Lekicha is Mechayev. A real Achila is Mechayev. Chaf was asking a subsidiary question. Now let's read Chaf carefully in the Ravid. Okay? Let's open up the Ravid. We don't do this very often. Okay, but here it's waiting for us because it's really the same sugya. Obviously, it's not like I'm making a dik in three Rashis and Bava Metzia, but what you could say here, this is direct consistency in the Ravid. So what does the Ravid say on Daf Chav? His setup is like Rashi. The animal took it from Shesayach. And Miskalgel Mahu, this is the first part on the Ravid, Miskalgel Mahu, Nuscha Dilan, Kigon Dekaachla B'Shus Hayachid, V'Kamagalgel V'Asi L'Shus HaRabim. It dragged it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. That's Rashi's case, Lekicha from Rishus HaYachid. So based on Chaf Gimel terminology, you should be Chayev. He says, kigon shenichnasa l'rishus hayachid v'hischila le'achol sham v'natla misham v'gamra v'achla b'rishus harabim. Here, can you pick out the difference? Unlike Chaf Gimel, what is Chaf? Why is Chaf different? Here, I'll say it more specifically. Why is Chaf less chayiv than Chaf Gimel? Chaf Gimel, we've got three scenarios of chayiv. Lekicha without achila, or achila without lekicha. Something on Chaf is less than, and that's the Gemara's question. Chaf Gimel, no, on both models of chayiv. Lekicha from Rishus Hayachid, A to W. Lekicha from Rishus Acheres and achila and Rishus Hayachid, knowing that Pipar is Chatzrat Nizek, Haram, Faram, Faram. So we all know, but on Daf Chaf, I'm not so sure. What's the, remember Yassi, the Hanukkah party? You know, yes or no. All the famous Gush line. So what's the, I'm not so sure. Yes, what's happening on Chaf that makes it less?
On Chaf Gimel, you're saying that the Pikar is always a Rishus and Mazik, if it's in the,
No, I'm saying Maskan of Chaf. What's the suffix on Chaf? Even though I know, I'll make it easy. Here's the softball. Here's the batting practice. Even though lekicha alone is chayiv, and achila alone is chayiv, however your lumdus is, they really one, they really two, but we know, not lumdus, practically. A full lekicha is chayiv, and a full achila is chayiv. What's happening to Chaf? Right. Say categorically, there's a split achila. In our Gemara, the lekicha A to W is from Rishus Yachid, or the entire achila post our conclusion that Pipar Tzichas Nizik is from Rishus Nizik Mamash. Here, the animal didn't grab it from Rishus Yachid and then take it to Rishus Harabim. The animal started eating in Rishus Yachid, which, by the way, curbs the lekicha. There's no lekicha. Lekicha means you grab it before you eat it. Here the animal didn't really grab it out of the shoseach. There was no lekicha from, because he started eating. So there's no lekicha. Lekicha means you grab it from a shoseach. It is a standalone grab. Here there's no grabbing. You start to eat. Grabbing is different than entering and eating. Okay, so don't worry about the grab. Worry about the eating. It's in a shoseach. Yeah, but the second part of the achila is in a shoseach. So you don't have a full lekicha, nor do you have a full achila. And that's the keyhole the question goes into. That's a little slot. Now you could talk about why that should be important, but I just want you to see the difference. A to W is the animal went in, grabbed, and was a goslin. That's chayiv. Case X is the animal isn't the goslin, took it from Levi's rishus, but chomped away in Shimon's rishus. He's chayiv. Model A, model B. A to W, case X. This case is a little different. There is no lekicha from rishus hayachid. Not like Rashi. It's a setup like Rashi, unlike Tosfos, but there is tchilas achila, which means there is no lekicha. Because the animal isn't grabbing it, it's starting to eat, and the continuation of eating isn't the lekicha from Rishus Hayachid. Again, the weak point in the Ravid is, why when the animal starts to eat at 12 o'clock and then moves it out of the Rishus at 12:01, why does the fact that it started achila curb the lekicha? After all, you have a lekicha. What difference does it make if I grabbed it from the Rishus? Especially in the Ravid's view, the lekicha is the hana, so. But they're different cases. They're not the same case, and the rabbi has to make them different cases. That's why he says, and the question is not lekicha versus achila, but tchilas achila or self achila. Look at the language of the rabbi. Tchilas achila, self achila. Somehow I neutralize the lekicha. The only mechayev left for me on Daf Chaf, where there's no lekicha, is achila. Unlike Daf Chaf Gimel, where there was a full achila, comprehensive achila, here there's only self-achila. Okay, so we didn't fully understand why there's no lekicha, but the Ravid is aware of himself. There's self-awareness between the two sugyos, on Daf Chaf and Chaf Gimel. Okay, so let's put the Ravid on the side. The Ravid is the easy part of the sugya. The hard part of the sugya is coming up, is Tosfos. Okay, I'm trying to make this again. I'm trying to make this as mainstream as possible. I'm trying to give you the two key Rishonim, Avi. I'm not going off to the Midrashos or Rashi's. The two key Rishonim, and seeing how they both operated within the same structure. Obviously, they have to create that. Okay. So now I'm going to just X out the Ravid so you don't get confused. I'll leave it on the board, but I'm going to X out because now we're going to be taking this structure and seeing how Tosfos manage this structure. So I want you to get confused by the middle. This is the Ravid. Look at the top. Now, I'm going to erase this. Now we're going to have Tosfos. How did Tosfos deal with the structure? Again, the structure is uniform. Tosfos has to operate within the structure. Tosfos has to create a situation where, look at the right of the board, there's definitely A to W, that's Chayiv, all the Mishnayos. There's one case X where P par is going to influence whether you're Chayiv or Pater, and we just don't know. And something about our Gemara convinced us that not only is A to W, Chayiv, but X is also Chayiv. Something about our Gemara. Tosfos, for many, many reasons, some of which I may not be able to explain to you today, didn't like the Okimta of the record. And because of that, the Raya from our Gemara was secured as not direct. That's the magic of the Sugya. The Ravid turned our Mishnah into case X. Tosfos didn't turn our Mishnah into case X because Mishnah doesn't talk about an Okimta. So the Raya is going to be indirect. Something about not the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is in case X, but something about the Gemara's adjustment of the Mishnah is going to teach us something about chain, which is then going to convince us that P paras kechatzar and hizik. That's going to be Tosfos' position. Okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you in Tosfos yet, it's going to be a big surprise later, what the X is. There's a A to W, right? That's Chayiv. Okay, I'll start talking with Zalakicha. That's the same as the Ravid. And there's a case X with Adalakicha. Now, this is a mystery. We'll see what that mystery is later. He doesn't want to say Rishus Acheres because that's not the akin to the Mishnah, but at least modularly, this is what's the Havamin of the Gemara. This is impacted by Pipara. If Pipara is Kechatzer HaNizik, you're going to be Chayiv in this case. If Pipara is Kechatzer HaMazik, you'll be Pater in this case. But of course, this is a standalone situation. Case X, A to W is unaffected by Pipara. So it's the same setup as the Ravid. And the same setup is, in this world, we know that Lakicha alone is Mechayev. Okay? Everything so far is the same, except for, I'll make it red for you, this case. What is that case? The writer says, oh, the case is Rishus Acheres, which is the easiest scenario of without Lakicha. And by the way, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay? Now, what changes? Not the Mishnah. There's nothing I can learn from the Mishnah about my case. Lakicha alone is Mechayev. Nothing I can learn about the Mishnah for my case, because Mishnah's Yossi, the Ravid's Mishnah had case X, had patient X. Tosfos' Mishnah didn't have case X. So you can't prove anything from the Mishnah. What you do prove, which I should really adjust this, according to the Ravid, the proof is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is case X, and therefore I prove that case X, Lakicha from Rishus Levi, standalone Achila, we don't consider the Rishus of the Parah, the Rishus of Masa. The Mishnah doesn't prove anything. It's the Gemara that says, wait a second. If you won't follow, here's the big shift, the first big shift in Tosfos away from the Ravid, and then we'll see the Chiddush Tosfos is forced to swallow. De'achla hecha? Who cares? Who cares, de'achla hecha? What do I care where the dog ate the food? What's so hard about you trying to understand Lakicha alone is Mechayev? Why is this Gemara being a nutnik? Would you not eat? Lakicha alone is Mechayev. A to W. Lakicha alone is Mechayev. That's not the Ravid's proof. The Ravid has a simpler proof, not from the Gemara's adjustment. The Ravid assumes the Mishnah's case is without a Lakicha, and you're still Chayev. Evidently, there's a second track called Achila, which is unaffected by P-Para complications. For Tosfos, it wasn't about the Mishnah. The Mishnah is normal Shein cases. Now the Gemara says, normal Shein cases, we care where the Achila happened. Which, here's the big, big shift, doesn't add a track of Chiyuv, but changes your original conception. You thought Lakicha alone was Chayiv. Lakicha alone is not Chayiv. You need Lakicha and Achila. Because if Lakicha alone were Chayiv, who would care where the dog ate? By the fact that the Gemara is obsessed with where the dog ate, we are totally wrong. Lakicha is not a standalone Chayiv. You need Lakicha, and you need Achila. You need Lakicha and Achila from the Gemara's obsession with the location of the eating? If I need Lakicha and Achila to be Chayiv, then I must feel Pi Paras Kechatzar Nizek, because you're not proving from the Mishnah, you're proving from the Gemara's obsession about where it happened. You're not adding a chiyuv, you're shifting away from what you would have thought without this Mishnah and Gemara. If not for Chav Gimel, I would have thought, I would have been naive, and I would have thought innocent, Bava Kamba, Lakicha is everything. I don't care about Achila. The paradigm shift, Yasi, on Daf Chav Gimel, is I care about Achila also. Oh, you care about Achila also? That's interesting. Pipara must be Kechatzar Nizek. Because if you care about Achila, then you're forced not to view the Pipara Kechatzar Mazik. So we shift our conception of Shane, not by saying there are two tracks, but there are two conditions for the one track. You don't just need Lakicha, you need Achila, which is why if you notice in the end of Tosfos, I don't know if you got it, it's a little bit subtle. Normally, we bring proof about Talmudic questions from Mishnayos and Brisos. We don't prove a Talmudic question from another Talmudic conversation. According to the Ravid, what was the proof from? The Mishnah. The Mishnah is a case, a nokimta of Achila without Lakicha. You read the Mishnah, everyone knows from the Mishnah. Just took the Gemara some time to make that inference. Whereas according to Tosfos, we have no proof in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Mishnah normal Shein. It's the Gemara's obsession with saying, oh, by the way, the Mishnah must also be talking about the eating and the Rishus of the Nizek. Aha, from that Gemara's conversation, let's prove another Gemara's conversation about Pipar. Wait a second. Normally, we bring a Raya from a Brisa. Tashma, here's a Brisa. Tashma. I can't prove a Talmudic conversation by another Talmudic conversation. So that's why Tosfos in the end has to quote an analogy. Look at Tosfos in, just to, you know, you're not going to know the case, but just know what Tosfos is talking about. He says, Vereish Meseches Shabbos. Look at the end of Tosfos. The Gemara is trying to prove a question of Otzah. Ikanami Tifshalt Misugya Deshmeitzin. There's a Raya from a Sugya Deshmeitzin, not from a Brisa or a Mishnah, from a Sugya Deshmeitzin. And the Gemara says, Dekamar Tifshalt, let's prove X from Rami Rabibi Barabai's question. Why? How do you prove it? It's 1,000 Amoraim out. They're all the same. That's a big, big carnival of Amoraim. How can you prove what I say about what you said? The answer is the Gemara felt that way. That's why Tosfos is starting to quote Shabbos. You see, the Ravid's proof is from his ukimtasized Mishnah. Tosfos doesn't ukimtasize the Mishnah, so therefore his proof has to be circuitous. I had this naive conception that Lakicha alone is enough. If Lakicha alone is enough, who cares what the doggy ate? In fact, if Gemara cares about the doggy eating, proves that you need Achila also. You need Achila also, you're already committed to Pipar, Kechazar, and Nizek to make the Achila real. That's how Tosfos says. Let's just read Tosfos together, just so you should let the idea sink in, and then we'll see the problem. We'll talk a little bit about Tosfos, then we'll see the problem. Okay? I'll tell you what I would have said in Tosfos. I'll tell you what the Bein Parrot says in Tosfos. I'll just read that one line to you, and then you'll see Tosfos can't say that, and that will lead us to, pow, the Chiddush we've been waiting for in this sukkah. The Chiddush we've been waiting for. Okay? So that's our route right now. We're going to read Tosfos. We'll see the structure I just provided. We'll analyze what a good old brisk order said in Tosfos and the Bein Parrot actually says in Tosfos. And then we'll see why Tosfos can't say it, and we'll see what Tosfos may have to say to answer himself. Okay? Let's just read Tosfos. Let's just to get the structure down in Tosfos. What does the Gemara say? V'nir Lari, line number 2. Again, it's just reading Tosfos. The Mikol Hanu de Masnisan, all the other cases, A to W, la Masi la Mishnah. You can't prove anything. V'lo mehita natal charara, and you can't even prove anything for the Mishnah here. The Mishnah is just an innocuous, neutral Mishnah. Mishnah Zagadaitach, I would have thought, without getting into Pipara complications, line number 3, wide line, the Mlacha behem a Paris b'chatzar nizik, v'achla b'shir sarab, l'kicha lona b'chatzar mazik, who cares? Chayv. The Mechavina b'lekicha l'chuda. Like, that's what I would have thought, of course. The Pasha Belakicha, Malano Bachila, I pin all my chiyav on Lakicha. Ha de Matina Mesteach, that's Rosh Hashanah, Hainu Lakicha, Lakicha and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's what I would have thought without seeing this Gemara. The Kamibai Lay, okay, here's our X case. I'm skipping it. Now I'm skipping a line. The Ike Chatzar Nizek Dami, and if Pipar is Chatzar Nizek, Chaya Balapara, in our X case without a lakicha. Okay? V'had dekamer, line number 3 from the bottom, tifshot, lami masnisa. We can't bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't tip its hand. The Mishnah is a regular case of lakicha, Mishnah Sayacha, which I would have thought is a standalone chiv. Elami sugya de shmeitzin. I'm proving from the Gemara's update. To Ukba, the Gemara says the Mishnah must be talking about achla begadish b'al harar, eating in the cake owner's home. Tifsha Shma Mina, you prove from this that you were wrong. We were wrong. Lakicha alone is not a chiyav. Shma Mina, deboy lakicha ve'achila bechatzar hanizik. Afal pisha ain't tam bedavar. I don't know why. Matzarach bechila lakicha so important. Zeres akasev who v'tifshot. Therefore, even without a lakicha, we can learn that pipara is kechatzar hanizik. So the machlokas, in terms of Shein, between Ravid and Tosfos, is the Ravid holds there are two mechayvim, maybe two tracks, maybe two expressions of the same track, as the Rebbe says. You give me chayiv for lekicha alone or for achila alone. Either way, you would analyze it. What's according to the Torah? Brass tacks, you need both. You need both lekicha for rishus and nizik, as well as achila for rishus and nizik. And therefore, you're chayiv. Okay. Now, can someone give me a svara for Tosfos? Tosfos himself doesn't have a svara. He's so convinced that it's lekicha. Like, what sense would you make to also require achila? He says, you know what? It's a gezeiras hakasev. Can anyone explain to me, in your Shane universe, which idea that I erased this morning would lead you to the point of saying you need both lakicha from and achila in Rishus HaNizik, and that's why we know Pipar is Chaser Nizik? Why would you need both? Yes?
You say it's not a complete attack on the land.
Right. Correct. If the achila is a Maisa Nizik in Rishus HaYachid, then why would you need lakicha? That's why the Ravid Adir tries to turn Lekicha into Tchilas Achila in his version of Achila, which is Hana. The second you move to invasion, again, we've been using these terms interchangeably. Eating food is considered an attack on the land. Correct. I could say that, and we've said that a lot. But if you really feel it's an attack on the land, maybe it's not enough just to eat the food in the land, but you have to actually trespass the land. As I saw yesterday, without trespass, eating is Pata. That's where the trespass is Omis. That's not the same thing. This is even more extreme. Saying that the trespass that happened by Ones exonerates you for the rest of the Achila is one thing. Saying that you need an active trespass versus an Isaac is a separate thing. Ones can be a Ptur. Here you actually need it. That's what I would have said. That Lekicha is part of the Mechayiv because it creates this. I'm just going to read one line. How many people, show of hands, have Rabbeinu Peretz? Okay, so I'll WhatsApp it to you because it's an important line. Okay, Rabbeinu Peretz is molded on Tosfos, but without the complication we're going to talk about in a moment. I'm not going to read the entire Rabbeinu Peretz. Just trust me, he's Tosfos, not the Ravid. He needs Lekicha and Achila. It's here. Yud, it's also on Daf Chaf. You need both by the Miskalgel Sugya. But let's just see. I just want you to see the language of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. This is what I would have said in Tosfos, and then I'll show you why Tosfos can't say it. And then we'll come to our big, big Kiddush of the day. Not hard to understand, but you say, oh my goodness. Tosfos may be our man who says this amazingly incredible Chiddush and Tosfos. So let's go now to. Okay. Let's go now to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Let me open up the Rabbeinu Peretz here. And just one line of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Let me find the line for you here. Chasim Omen Aleph. Here we go. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, I just sent it to you. I'm just reading the line that begins V'tayma Ika. Okay, Dibra Maschel Tifshot, V'tayma Ika. He's explaining why you need Lekicha and Achila, why you need both. As Tosfos says explicitly. V'tayma Ika. So listen, he's going to darshan the Pasuk, but he's also going to provide the svar of the Pasuk. V'tayma Ika, Yasi. Mishum dechsev ubir b'stei acher. The word ubir b'stei acher is stage two Achila, dahinu Achila. Kimoka sheivar ha'galo, like the Pasuk on daf, base on the base. V'netila nami be'inan, you also need netila, which we call lekicha. Mishin d'chsev ki yaver ish es be'iro u'biro b'steyacher. So he's noting that in the psukim there are two parameters or two necessary requirements. You need a prior state of ki yaver and a subsequent state of u'bir. Okay, now ki yaver can mean anything. But now listen to the way he interprets ki yaver. How does he trace ki yaver to lekicha? And we're going to start to move the needle. We haven't talked about this that much this year. We talked about it at certain points, but now, yes, I may change it a little bit, okay, what you said. Kashe yirvav v'netila nami bi'ina mishin d'chziv ki yaver. V'hainu t'chilas ha-hezek. Lekicha is the beginning of the hezek, ki yaver, not ubir. Shesholeach sham behemto v'notelas peros v'alzeh kai ubir v'steach. What are the three key words in the Rabbeinu Peretz that make me jump? Shaleach sham behemto. Lekicha. Anyone translate this for me logically? Traces the chiyav back to the owner. Lekicha. Yasi is necessary not to heighten the achila, as you said, to make the achila a form of invasion, but necessary to make this whole process attributed to the owner. The owner can't be chayav for the eating, because the eating is in his action, because it's natural eating, as we said so often. I can't control my animals eating. I can control Karen. Karen is my responsibility. I can't control Shane. I can't control regular. It's not action. What I can control is entry. And if I didn't control the entry, then I did the entry. Keinu beer. As long as there's an achile afterwards. Obviously, entry without achile won't be chayav. Lekicha is necessary, not yasi, to make the mice and nezek an attack on the field as opposed to an attack on the food, because he entered the land animal. No, it's to make the owner chayiv, because the trespass is attributable to the owner. The eating is attributable to the owner. You can't attribute eating. My eating is like breathing. And regular is nothing. Regular is just walking. It's not my action if the animal eats. It's my action if the animal trespasses. That's an action I can prevent, and therefore it's attributed to me. Or it's like I did it. Either of those are two different variations. You see how the deeper you dig into the sigyus, the more you come up with? Now all of a sudden we're back into attribution, not just the degree of damage. Yes, so your idea was, how do we view mice and ezek? Is it an attack on the food or an attack on the land? And you need trespass to make an attack on the land. But in parents are saying, no, you need trespass not to heighten the attack, but to attribute it back to the mouth. Ki yather ish es sadeo, ish, to make it an ish, not just the behemoth. The Biro did it. Biro, no, means the animal. How do we make the ish chayiv? Kiyaver. If the ish puts the animal to the rishos, trespasses into the rishos, or even if the paw just pulls it out. That's the way I would read Tosfos. And you know what? That's where Rabbeinu Peretz read Tosfos. I'm not new here. There's Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm a plagiarist. Right? Rabbeinu Peretz. Nothing new here. Tosfos complicates it. Okay, so I want everyone to breathe. I'll review Ravid and Tosfos. Rabbeinu Peretz's version. Tosfos complicates because his X case is a crazy case. Until now, Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say what his X case is. And I can assume, before you ask your question, that the X case in Tosfos is the same X case in the Ravid. Whereas the Ravid's case of Netila Mirshus Acheres is actually the Mishnah. The proof is directly from the Mishnah. Tosfos's case of Netila Mirshus Acheres is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is nothing to prove our case of Pipara. The only proof comes from the Gemara that's obsessed with Achila. If you're obsessed with Achila, Natila is not enough. You need Achila. If you need Achila, Pipara is Chatzar Masih. Why do you need both? Rabbeinu Peretz gives us the Lumbus. So there's nothing forcing the Tosfos camp to switch the X case. Namely, look at the board. There's an X case which Pipara is going to influence. A to W is not going to be influenced. That's Lekicha. The X case is no Lekicha. What's the classic X case of no Lekicha? Mishus Levi. The only difference between Tosfos and the Ravid is whether the Mishnah approves it or the Gemara approves it. And, of course, if the Mishnah approves it, then the Mishnah is adding a Chiyuv. If the Gemara approves it, the Gemara is saying you need two things for the Chiyuv. Right? Say it again. Yes, you just wait 1 second because you came in late. You need to hear this again. According to the Ravid, the Mishnah is the X case. If the Mishnah is the X case, then the Mishnah is adding an alternate track. Will X be chayev, including A to W? Yes, because the Mishnah is not AW, which is of course chayev. The Mishnah is X, and not only is AW chayev, lakicha, but X achilas chayev. So once you turn the Mishnah into X case, you keep AW based on the original model. You're just saying, by the way, not only is AW chayev, lakicha, but even achil alone is chayev, the X case. According to Tosfos, no. The Mishnah is not the X case. There is no X case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the normal AW. And still, this Mishnah, as updated by the Gemara, needs Achila. So evidently, I don't have two tracks, AW plus X. I just say that even the AW needs Achila, which proves Pipar. Okay, that's the big, big difference between Tosfos and the Ravid. The Ravid took in Ukimta, found an X case, and said AW is Chayiv. And you know what? Also X is Chayiv. Look at the Mishnah. Tosfos, you know what, AW, we thought was chayiv without achila. Turns out AW needs achila because the Mishnah is not the X case. The X case isn't discussed by the Mishnah, it's just a theoretical. What would happen, Rishos Acheres, I don't know, Gavri, there's no Mishnah that talks about it, but from our Gemara, we can determine that AW needs achila. Listen carefully, if you need achila, Pipar, Sechazar, and Isaac, then we know that X alone isn't enough and the X case would be Pater. But there's nothing forcing Tosfos to change the X case from what the Ravid wanted. Tosfos throws in a monkey wrench, which is totally superfluous to the sukkah. I just said the Rebbeinu Peretz, exactly like the Ravid, just without the Ukim, then it changes the whole Yigona. Changes the whole unfolding of the Gemara. Okay? Everyone got that straight? Because we're going to see Tosfos. His X case is Zaini. It's going to tilt the whole sukkah. Okay? What's Tosfos' X case? Nalakicha? Chayashotavakata. Okay. It makes sense, right? Just another scenario of Nalakicha, right? Because the Chayashotavakata can't be Chayiv. But Adam, follow it through. Okay, let's follow through. Look at the right board. I'm using the right part of the board for Tosfos. So I know that A to W is Chayiv, where the animal took it, where there's a taking alone. But I want to know what happens if the Chereshot of a Katan puts it into the animal's mouth. Because that's Achila without Lakicha. The Gemara is updating, teaches me that I need Lakicha plus Achila. And of course, therefore, Pipar must be Chatzah and Nizav. I need Lakicha plus Achila. And therefore, what would you say in your X case? If the conclusion going to Tosfos is I need both, what would be happening in your X case? You should be Pater. What does Tosfos say? If you reach Tosfos' conclusion, you need Lakicha and Achila, how could you be Chayev where there's no Lakicha and Achayevus? Let's read Tosfos, the words I skipped. Tosfos' X case is, what's the case? The Kami Ba'ilei, four or five lines from the bottom. You go to Mhoshit, Peros, Bepi Parah, Chayashat Vakat, and the Labatesh Lamininu. Sivy old Chatzar and Nizek, you're Chayiv in that X case, you're Chatzar and Mazik. And from our Gemara, we see you need both. The Gemara says, Shema Minah, three lines from the bottom, the Barley Kicha Vachila, the Chatzar and Nizek. Of Bijin Tamsh, the Dabar. And therefore, you're Chayiv. Whoa! It doesn't make sense. My X case was an example of Achila without Lakicha. If the conclusion from our Gemara, because the Mishnah is a normal case, is you need Lakicha and Achila, I should be Chayiv in that X case. In the Chayiv of the Kappen. Puts it into his mouth. You say?
We have the same problem with the Ravid's case.
No, because I added a track. Coin tells us you're intensifying the one track. Coin the Ravid, I could be Chayiv Lakicha without Achila. And by the way, from this Mishnah, which is Achila without Lakicha, and you're Chayiv, there's another track. So if the Chayiv of the Kappen would come along and make the animal eat, you'd get him for Achila, not for Lakicha.
Before we said this,
answers to Tosfos, like you were saying, could have just used the Ravid's case and come to a different logical conclusion. You'd have the same logical problem with the Ravid's Pipara case, wouldn't you? If Tosfos maintains the Ravid's, and is Tosfos structurally flawed, or only his Ukimta. See for a second. I think you're right. I have to think about it a little bit more, but I think you're right. It's not because of the cockamamie case he cooks up, it's just the structure. Once I have a case that's X that I thought was Pater, and then I say, you need both, how do I turn into Chayiv? How does the conclusion of Pipar, Kachasa, and Nizek, which tells me that the X case is Chayiv, once the Mechayiv has to be Lakicha and Achila, and the X case doesn't have Lakicha? You're right, Yishai. The Ravid's switch was you have two tracks. So A to W is track one, X is track two, and you're Chayiv. But Tosfos' conclusion is, in order to be Chayiv, you need both. So how do I ever solve the X case being Chayiv if X was a case of Lakicha without Achila? Whether that's Tosfos' scenario or the Ravid's scenario. But let's just use Tosfos because it's even more extreme. Namely, what's the X case in Tosfos I would have thought is Pater if I would have thought Pipar is Chatzar Mazik? Chereshet V'Katan. But you know what? This whole Mishka Babel Gemara teaches me Pipar is Chatzar Nizik and the X case is Chayiv also. Wait a second. How can the X case be Chayiv if in the end there's no Lakicha? Yes, Yisrael.
I thought this was switching. You started by saying Mitzvara, you think that Mechayiv is
only Lakicha. In the end, it's no, look at Tosfos. It's clear in other Rishon. Did you see the words?
I thought he said, in a middle step, he said both were Mechayev. chayvin, and then he switched to say only.
That's my question. And we have to find some answer to that. It's Pasha's also says you're chayv in both, and the Beit HaPeres says you're chayv in both, and all the Chorim saying tells you're chayv in both. Sounds like he's chayv in both. Namely, here's our challenge, our final challenge of Shein Veregel, and you'll see the brilliance of this challenge and the brilliance of the Rebbeinu Tam. How could I, on the one hand, require Lekicha from Rishus HaYachid, but be mechayv when that Lekicha isn't the halachic Lekicha? Chereshat HaVekatan. Yishai, that's why he's quoting it, Chereshat HaVekatan. How could Tosfos' case make sense? I need lekicha and achila, and I'm mechayiv even when the lekicha wasn't a mechayiv trigger. I need lekicha from Rishus HaYachid, but I can suffice with any lekicha from Rishus HaYachid, even if it's not lekicha mechayiv. What's the answer? Just play with my words. Evidently, I need a lekicha even if it's not a mechayiv. So the lekicha isn't important as an integrated stage of the nezek. The lekicha is something else. What's that something else? And I don't care who does the lekicha. I need a lekicha from Rishus HaYachid. Because if I don't have a lekicha from Rishus HaYachid, why? That's still attributing halachic meaning to the lekicha. Here it's a totally ahalachic lekicha. No, it's still attributing halachic meaning to the lekicha. Here, the invasion is by the Chereshat HaVekatan. The lekicha part of the invasion. Let's see if I can tease it out of you. When I said, oh yeah, think about our table that I erased today. I don't need lekichas peiros from Rishus HaYachid for the Maisa Lekicha, because here the Maisa Lekicha was done by Chereshat HaVekatan. I need lekichas peiros from Rishus HaYachid, because if I don't have lekichas peiros from Rishus HaYachid, the peiros are not in Rishus HaYachid. If the peiros are not in Rishus HaYachid, what do we call that? Shias HaNisek. I need lekicha from Rishus HaYachid, not for the lekicha, but that the peiros should be in Rishus HaYachid. I don't need the lekicha. I just need the peiros in Rishus HaYachid. I need the scenario of lekicha from Rishus HaYachid. Because if there's lekicha from any other Rishus, then it's Shias HaNisek. And if it's Shias HaNisek, then the Masik is Pater. That's exactly what the Beit HaTam says. We'll read it together, or that will end. And this becomes probably Tosa Shita. You know what the Maskana of Chaf Gimel is? You need Achila and Lekicha, obviously. Why do you need Lekicha? Because without that, the Peres would be in a non-Rishus HaYachid in Yiposhia. Now, does Tosas mean this? I don't know, because Tosas doesn't seem to say Lekicha is only for positioning the Peres. Sounds like Yisrael Dabhi feels Lekicha is in Ikum Achayim, unless that's the switch. Let's read the Rebbeinu Tam, it's clear. Let's read the Rebbeinu Tam, and this will end, okay? Let's hear the Rebbeinu Tam. This is what we've been waiting for. A Rishon to say that the Ptur of Rishus HaRabim is not Steyacher, it's not Orche like the Riff. I just imagine the Riff learning the Sugya. I don't know how the heck the Riff learned the Sugya. What's going on here in the Sugya going to the Riff? There are a lot of Sugyas that are hard according to the Riff. This is one of them. Yesterday's was another one. But we're looking for a Rishon who's going to show us a sugya that's going to tell us that the Ptur Rishus HaRabim is not Steyacher or Urche or something like that, but it's because the Nizik was negligent. Here we have it. Let's just read a couple lines of the Rebbeinu Tam as follows. Ki nira li, I quoted the language for you. Ha debeina, have mistavar lehu, line number 6 on my photostat. Have mistavar lehu. De ha debeina chatzer nizik ave shein veregel. Hi, new timer. What do I care about Chatzar and Nizik? Couldn't be more clear. Shekshenasan bala peros perosav bechatzar mazik obrishus harabim. He puts it in a non-rishus hayachid. Then ein lebala peros lishmar perosav mehem. Delo iboile lebala peros lanicham sham. You shouldn't have put it Nizik in rishus hamazik rishus harabim. Devade behemos holach sham darasile. The milcha de shchicha ituva. Now he says two things, which if we had time, we could break them apart. He says, you know why you're pater? Either because, I'll read the end of the sentence first, because the Nizik's a greater poshea. Iuhu de pashebu, the Nizik's pshia is worse pshia than the Mazik's pshia. Or, what does he say in the first part of the statement? Iuhu de avsed anavshe. What does that sound like when I put my parents in Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaMazik, a mafkir, or I waive the rights? Iuhu de avsed anavshe. That's different You know, I'm going to say I'm the biggest pusher on the block. But let's stick with the biggest pusher on the block theory. I'm more pusher. We have to make the determination, you know, see, who's the big pusher here? In Rosh Hashanah Yachad, the Mazik is the pusher. In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Mazik, the Nizik's pusher. Yudavsid and Afshay. Ulahachi, now I'm skipping to the next paragraph because he just elaborates. I'm skipping to the next piece, line number 3. End of the line. Ulahachi, have him istavrilu. Dafilum, number P, parakachat, so Mazik, right? A to W, I don't care. Gabby, A to W, I don't care. I don't care, P, para, yes or no, as long as the peros are in Meshus HaNizik. There's no Pshias HaNizik in your hive. Listen to my statement, guys. I say this again and again and again. You know where and when the Mazik is Chayiv? Everywhere. There's no conditioning on his Chayiv. It just so happens that if there's a bigger Poshel on the block, he gets off the hook. And in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Nizik, Rosh Hashanah Mazik, there's a bigger Poshel on the block. We call him the Nizik. Where is the Mazik Chayiv Hashen and Regel? Everywhere. Unless there's a bigger Poshel. So don't start telling me, Hillel, Pi Parak, Chatzar, Nizik, Chatzar, Mazik. I don't care. Shane doesn't need Chatzar Nizik to be Chayiv. Shane just needs that the Nizik shouldn't be Boshea. You know what the Nizik is the Boshea? By the way, Chatzar Nizik. I don't need a zone to be Chayiv. The zone just helps me determine who the biggest Boshea on the block is. If it's Rosh Hashanah Nizik, the biggest Boshea is the Balapar. If it's Rosh Hashanah Mazik, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, if we got a bigger Boshea, you know what? You're off the hook, Balapar. Of course, A to W could care less about P para. And I'm not because of Lekicha, Shmekicha, all this stuff is off the board. What's the Mechayiv of Shane? Normal Achila. Where are you Chayiv? Everywhere. Why are you part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Shiasa Masik. Shiasa Nizik, you're Chayiv. Oren, stop talking to me about P par Chazin is Chazin. I don't care less about the status of an animal's mouth. That's what I like about Rabbeinu Tam. No one's arguing about the status of a cow's mouth. What happens, Hillel, if Ishai, the Balapara, is not the biggest poshea on the block, even though the Nizik wasn't a poshea? How could I be unposhead, even though the Nizik wasn't poshea, because his fruit was in Rosh Hashanah Nizik? Can anyone give me a magical case where, normally, I'm unposhead because the Nizik was a bigger poshea, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Mazik. Trisa Yachid, the Nizik's not poshea. I'm the poshea. Can there be any scenario in which I'm not a poshea, even though the Nizik was also not a poshea? Or if there's another person that walks in, it's a bigger poshea. Who's the bigger poshea? The guy that puts the food in my animal's mouth. That's what Tosis has as a kenta. What if I'm a poshea, but you're not a poshea because there's a sayachid? But now there's a third guy who walks in and he takes over the pshia because he puts the food in my animal's mouth. That's the X case that we don't know. And P para doesn't really mean, okay, this I'm saying a lot now, but I'll just throw it all out. It doesn't really mean how we change the animal's mouth, how we treat it. It's more of a halacha question. Where the nizik is in poshea, but if there's another person is poshea, how does that affect the mazik pshia? P para is not, guys, look at me. You sold out, take out your book. P para is not this. How we treat an animal now. P para is a case. In the case where a cheresh shelter b'katan puts it into the P para, in Meshus HaNizik, bada bing, bada boom. That's our case scenario. The mazik is poshea, the nizik isn't poshea. We normally know how to parse that, but now we have a joker walking in. How does his pshia affect the mazik? Lamdas wise or otherwise. That's the X case. That's what we didn't know. And that's why we have other cases in the Gemara where there's a third party that enters. There's just a nizik and puts, you know, sticks the dog on or puts the hand into the mouth. That's the X case. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learns the sukkah. Well, slight problems with Rabbeinu Tam. I'd rather you absorb the Rabbeinu Tam. Presumably, that's how Tos was learned also, because otherwise, how could you make Cheresh Shelter B'Katan Chayiv if you need Lekicha as part of the Mechayiv? You see the paradigm shift? You don't need to talk about the Chayiv, you need to talk about the Ptur. The chiv is a given. You're chayiv across the board. Lekicha isn't necessary for chiv. Lekicha just shows you where the peres are. Lekicha is Rishus HaYachid, the peres in Rishus HaYachid, and there's no pshia. Rishus HaRabim, the peres in Rishus HaRabim, there is a pshia. What if I could start parsing the X's and Y's? What if I have Rishus HaYachid, but there's an unposhea factor for the Masik? Who's the unposhea factor? That's our X case. And our X case is what happens in that case? Pipar, Chasa Nizik, Chatsa HaMasik Dami. That's our question. The big question in Beinu Tam is, which I'm not going to answer it here, is how does our Gemara prove the case of Chereshot Tavakata? The separate cases. Yes?
So, how exactly, even if we take for granted that Gemara is talking about Chereshot Tavakata,
you mean the Mishnah?
Or the Mishnah. So, how does that change anything? If the Chereshot Tavakata was able to get, why do you let a Chereshot Tavakata who was able to cause your food to become lost, like you are pushing, letting the parents
happen
into your
shudder. The assumption is I can't control people, so I can control animals.
You can't control people coming into your shudder, so not a people.
Right. And some Yishalim talk about not a chereshot to cut them, but a person who doesn't have money doesn't have to be a chereshot to cut them. It could be someone who's not going to pay. Because if that person is a bar chiyuv and pays, then of course I'm off the hook. So you have to have a guy who's pushed but isn't going to pay. And that's our setup. The real question, guys, is how is that proven from the case of the dog? The case of the dog is not a chereshet v'katan. The case of the dog is where he took it, and you have to, how do you connect those two? The Beinu Tam works to connect it, and I don't want to complicate matters. But guys, now that it's 10:10, and I'll just give you some nice ideas for Parsha, and then we'll stop. Just imagine learning the sugya without our registry of ideas. You would be totally lost. It would just be words flying around. It's clear that we have this sugya. We have control of this sugya. We know what the Ravid says. We know what simple Tosfos says without Chereshot Tavakata and Beinu Peretz. We know the problem in Tosfos. We know how the Beinu Tam solves it. It's all familiar to us. We know what we're looking for in the sugya. And when you know what you're looking for, with a little intellectual honesty, you find it. And we found it. We found what the Ravid says. We found everything we said today, we've said before. Is it Mechayev of Shein Nezek or is it Hana? Ravid. Is it Mechayev of Shein Nezek or attacking the field? Yasi. Maybe the Ravid also, Lekicha or Achila. Is maybe both, Rabbeinu Peretz. Is it a question of attributing it back to the Baal? Rabbeinu Peretz, Ki Avir Asadeu. Is it a Pshiyas HaNizik? Rabbeinu Tam, and possibly in Tosfos. We said nothing new today, and we developed these ideas from other locations that were clearer, and then in this complicated stacked sugya, it's just much easier when you have your setup, remember the structure on the board, and then you see how Rishonim fit into that structure, and then you say, what svaras the Rishonim have to say in order to justify the way they fit into the structure. When you break it down, Lundus is really easy. You just have to break it down. You just have to know how to set up the structure, see how the Rishonim are operating within that structure, what are the statements that they make to solve the structural issues, and what are the logical conclusions that those statements demand. It's a very simple process. It's just you have to work at all these areas to get clarity. If you just try to sit there, and what's the sugya saying, you're not moving anywhere. Your mind's just swirling with ideas. If everything has a place and a space and it fits, then you're dealing, right? What's the dumbest thing in the world? The dumbest thing in the world is a computer. It looks really smart. It's the dumbest machine in the world. It just does simple, simple tasks a million times a second. And it does them in order, in sequence. So it looks smart. So when you break things down to simple tasks, it's easier than when you try to tackle the whole process at once. That's what I'm trying to give you guys, the breakdown. How to break down a sugya into tasks. What do you do? What do you start? What's the first question? The second question? How do you build a structure? Map it. Ask it. Once you break it down like a computer, it becomes a lot easier. Okay. Very, very briefly, I know that we need to get ready for Shabbos, but very briefly, I just want to make two very quick